So what exactly does all of this mean? We're checking in with Professor of Law at BYU, Lynn Wardle. Thank you so much for joining us today. What exactly happened today? What does this mean for us for the future?
Well, what it means is that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear oral argument on in cases involving appeals from lower court rulings in all of these states, these four states that are all in the sixth U.S. Court of Appeals. They all are within that region of the appeals region. And the Supreme Court is going to address the issue. Of course, its answer will be binding not just on those four states, but on all the states, because the court has agreed in its order that I'm looking at right now, the court has agreed to hear two questions. The first question is, does the 14th Amendment require a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex? And of course, if the answer to that is yes, or if the answer is no, for those four states, it would also be the same for the other 46 states, because it's the same 14th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment means the same thing in all the states. So the first question the court has agreed to answer is, does the 14th Amendment require a state to license same-sex marriage, allow same-sex couples to marry? And the second question is a conflict of laws question. I'll read the court's question. Number two, does the 14th Amendment require a state to recognize a marriage between two people of the same sex when their marriage was lawfully licensed and performed out of state? So that would be, for example, two persons of the same sex, two Utahns of the same sex, who cannot get married in Utah, go to California where they can marry and enter into a lawful marriage there and then come back to Utah. Does Utah have to recognize it? And those are two those are the two contexts that deal with the nationalization of same-sex marriage or the federalization, leaving each state to decide for itself the issue of same-sex marriage. Either directly, does the state have to give out marriage licenses and allow same-sex marriages to be performed in their own state? And second, if couples cross the border, go into another state where gay marriage is allowed, does the state have to recognize it?
So really, they could answer no on the first one, that a state does not have to license marriage between same-sex couples, but maybe answer yes to the second question about recognizing those performed in other states.
You're right. The interesting thing is the second question is phrased very narrowly, does the 14th Amendment require? If I were the lawyer for the gay couples, I would hope that the court would have asked, also, does the 14th Amendment or the full faith and credit clause of Article 4 of the Constitution require a state to recognize gay marriage done in a sister state? The fact that they've limited the question on interstate recognition of gay marriage to a 14th Amendment question suggests the answer to the other question, the full faith and credit question, is the answer that everybody who's familiar with the history of the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution has said is the real answer. No, full faith and credit has never required one state to recognize marriages performed in another state. As a matter of custom, as a matter of policy, as a matter of history, states traditionally have recognized almost all marriages, but not all. There's a strong history of State A refusing to recognize the marriage of a young couple who cannot get married in State A and who go across the state line into State B where they're old enough to get married, and they get licensed and get married there and then come back to State A. Does State A have to recognize it? A lot of cases have said, no, they don't have to.
Well, and the Constitution also allows for Congress to establish the terms of full faith and credit. So they could, in essence, go in and dictate that if they wanted to, and they have in the past.
That's right. They could, and they have not done very much. Congress's authority to define the effects and terms of full faith and credit, which is spelled out very clearly mm-hmm. in Article 4, has rarely been exercised. Congress has not passed a lot of full faith and credit laws or interstate recognition laws, and in this area, there's very little federal law about when one state must recognize a marriage from another state, deeming that to be a kind of policy issue that the Constitution thinks is best decided at the local level by
the
states
yeah.
in themselves.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor of Law at BYU, Lynn Wardle.